Next, we'll report on the destination for many of the people displaced by California's fires. If your home is in the path of the firestorms, you may end up spending the night at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. That's where reporter Andrew Phelps spent the day and much of the night. He joins us from member station KPBS. And can you describe what you see when you go into the stadium there?
Well, the stadium has tens of thousands of people, probably close to 20,000 people. Of course, that's just a small fraction of the 250,000 people that have been evacuated throughout San Diego County. There are a lot of volunteers handing out meals and toilet paper and diapers and everything that people need to get through the night, blow up mattresses and tents. People were sleeping, at least trying to sleep, on the cold concrete of the stadium.
And competing for the best seats, I assume.
Yeah, or the best flat slab in the warmer hallway areas, I suppose.
Is it a little chilly there?
It's very cold, and actually it's unlike everywhere else in the county where it's unusually hot because of these hot, dry Santa Ana winds we've got, which of course are pushing the flames across the county. It's very chilly in that stadium, so it's very hard to get sleep.
What are some of the stories that you've heard from people who have had to flee there?
Well, that's the most amazing thing about these stories is when somebody's forced to leave his or her home, it creates so much drama in that person's life. I spoke with Ryan Anderson. He's a single dad with twin 8-year-old daughters, one of whom has asthma. She was really struggling with the air, and he said that they woke up to the knock of a sheriff's deputy like 9 o'clock at night the other night. And the smoke was filling their house, and it wasn't that their house was on fire, but there was so much smoke from the nearby fire that they were choking, and the little girl was throwing up in the back seat of the car, and they had to leave all their animals behind, a dog with a blue eye and three goldfish that they nicknamed the Three Stooges, and a cat named Lucky that they'd found in a dumpster. They didn't know if they ever would ever see the animals again, so they left the door wide open and got out of there. They came to Qualcomm Stadium with no money or cell phone. He wanted a motel room because he didn't want his daughter sleeping in the with all that smoke in the air, and they struggled to find one. And then later that night, he learned that his apartment burned to the ground. The entire complex burned down.
Are there people who are barely escaping because the fires are spreading so quickly?
Yes, the fires are out of control, and that's not an exaggeration. They're 0% contained, and they've burned, boy, at least 150,000-plus acres across the county. There are people who literally are escaping with their lives, who are often not even waiting for the mandatory evacuation orders that they've been issuing. And like I said, that's to about 250,000 people.
Have people refused to evacuate in any numbers?
Well, we have anecdotal reports of some people refusing to evacuate. I think fewer people refuse to evacuate now than they did 4 years ago when we had the huge Cedar Fire, which until this fire overtook it was the worst fire in our history. But I don't think people by and large are taking chances. Of course, there are still some scattered reports of that. And people that have large animals, this is a horse country that's largely burning, sometimes refuse to leave, often because they can't get their animals out of their house.
And how could it be that with such huge destruction, we have, at least as you and I speak, only one confirmed fatality from these fires?
Well, maybe that answers your previous question, that more people are following the evacuation orders, and they're doing so in an orderly fashion. At least I would hope so. I think it's remarkable. Of course, it's fortunate, but it's just stunning that it's not a higher fatality count. We had far more fatalities in the big fires of 4 years ago.
Andrew, I have to ask, as people think about their own homes across San Diego or across Southern California, is any section of your county considered safe?
Well, that's a good question, and the answer to that might change even within the next hour because the Santa Ana winds are so unpredictable. They push the flames very quickly and very unpredictably. The westernmost part of the county is considered safe. That, of course, is the communities around the Pacific Ocean. But the flames are even moving into some of those neighborhoods, or at least toward those neighborhoods. It's not clear if there are any communities that are truly safe. So the entire county of San Diego is under some sort of threat, some areas more than others, of course.
And we're talking about millions of people here.
Millions of people, yeah. The county is about 3.5 million people.
Andrew Phelps is a reporter for member station KPBS. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.